Boulevard, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Some scary moments last night just yards from the White House. That crash from a U-Haul truck slamming into a barrier in front of Lafayette Square, just across from the White House North Lawn. Benjamin Berger was right there.
I thought maybe that it was just like an accident, maybe someone crashed. But then I saw the vehicle back up and hit it again, so I proceeded to run away.
The driver is in custody. More debt ceiling talk in Washington, but no breakthroughs. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy describing the discussions as encouraging. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issuing an advisory today about teenagers and social media usage. He says there needs to be more research on how social media affects kids' mental health and more transparency on the part of social media companies. Tomorrow, marking 1 year since the Uvalde school shooting, officials there are asking people to stay away. This is ABC News. A dozen airports across the country in line to share $100 million from the FAA. The money going toward runway improvements to cut down on airplane close calls. Prince Harry losing a lawsuit in London over his move to try and pay police for protection when he visits.
The decision, Harry's not a working royal, so by definition is not entitled to the standard protection from the police force here. And by paying for such security himself, what has been determined set a precedent whereby anyone could do so if they're wealthy enough. That's now been firmly rejected by the High Court. The ruling comes after Harry and Meghan's recent paparazzi episode in New York. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And one half of the NBA Finals is set.
In their 47th season in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals.
The call on ESPN Radio as the Nuggets swept the Lakers. The Heat could do the same thing to the Celtics when they play tonight. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced the Farmers First Act of 2023, which expands access to mental health services for farming communities. The measure reauthorizes a nationwide program connecting farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers with mental health assistance programs and resources. It also increases available funding for the network to $15 million per fiscal year through 2028. The suicide rate for farmers is 3.5 times higher than the general population. After 86 years, the final graduates of Cardinal Stritch University received their diplomas on Sunday. The school announced in April it was closing because of financial difficulties. Enrollment at the school dropped from 5,800 students in fall of 2010 to less than 1,500 in the fall of 2021. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
.org.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank my good friend, Brother Kwabenan Osuli, for, you know, the work that he and others are doing. And, you know, during the news break, the Surgeon General is warning the American people about the scourge of social media and the impact it's having on children. They know this is real. That rap music and what's happening there is no different than the social media warnings that the Surgeon General is putting out. There are things going on in our society that that we are ignoring, and the outcome of it is going to be devastating. Here's another such subject, and I've been talking about this for a long time, and that's baby boomers like myself who are aging, and in the twinkling of an eye, there's so many of us who are not prepared financially to live in assisted living facilities because the sheer price of them is prohibitive to the majority of those of us who are baby boomers. We are not going to be able to live in assisted living facilities that may cost $60,000 a year. Only a handful of us. What happens to the rest of us? We live in a society that has refused to plan for what we know is inevitable and that is going to be upon us in the next decade. What to do about baby boomers? Because there's no question that the cost of warehousing baby boomers in these posh places are going to be out of reach for 80% or more of us. What happens? So this article in the Washington Post, seniors are flooding homeless shelters that can't care for them. Yes,
move all across this nation, in the city of Milwaukee, here in Waukesha, everywhere. Seniors who didn't make enough money in their lifetimes. They worked. They did all the right things, but they did not make enough or were not able to save enough money that will give them a place, a decent place, to spend the latter years of their lives. They're on floors in homeless shelters. This nation can and should do better. When we want to spend resources on war, I'm sorry, the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For all of you who think the wars are the most important thing and the spending on the military is the most important thing, I refute that. And yet, citizens, human beings who are in the latter years of their lives, and there should be some dignity in it. We live in a nation that doesn't value that. Well, you should have, you should have did a better job of planning. Okay. So because there are people, let's just be honest about all of this. Making it in this country is not easy. I don't care what anybody says. If you're fortunate enough and you're one of the people who made it, quote unquote made it, and you have resources that will allow you, you won't outlive, man, you're the exception. You're not the rule. And so we live in a society where even those of us who are going to be maybe not sleeping on the floors of the homeless shelters. But listen, if I'm so blessed to live another decade, I'll be 80 years old. What am I going to do? You know, my wife and I, we shouldn't become a burden on our children. I'm sorry. Now, there are people who take their elderly parents and grandparents in, and God bless you. But everybody can't do that. So we have a society that should be planning on what to do with all of these people. Instead, we're complaining about, hey, they're coming in at the borders. The borders are the most. No, it's not. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What is this society going to do with all of these American citizens, taxpayers, law-abiding people who are reaching the latter years of their lives and won't be able to do it with any dignity? In the wealthiest nation on earth, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Come on now. So as these people age, cities are building special shelters and trying to hire staff. I mean, in some areas they're attempting to try to do this, but it's meager at best. It requires trillions of dollars if they're going to do it right. Well, you may say, well, we don't have any money. Well, you do have money. We do have money. We continue to spend it in the wrong places. Listen, shut down some of the military installation bases we have all over the world. 750 or so. Military installation bases all over the world. Are you telling me that those dollars couldn't be better spent in preparing for the elderly and what's going to happen with them? Listen to this. Beatrice Heron, 73, clutched a flyer offering low-cost cable TV, imagining herself in an apartment. She's imagining herself be living in an apartment. 73 years old, somewhere out of the Arizona heat, where, like others her age, she could settle into an armchair and tune into a television of her own. That's all she's asking. She's 73 years old. Instead, the grandmother and former auto worker can be found most mornings in a food line or seeking shade under an awning of a mobile street clinic. At night, she sleeps on a floor mat at a homeless shelter. She laments the odors of human waste outside and the thieves who have victimized her repeatedly. This is aging in America. Let's go to Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Years ago, I took over my mother's care and finances, and I put her in an independent living facility, and that only lasted about 3 months, and I had to put her in assisted living. When she was in assisted living, at that time, it was probably $4,000 a month. Well, eventually, she didn't last too long in there. She got worse. She had dementia, and she ended up going into a nursing home. When she went into the nursing home, and I would go visit her, there were people in the nursing home that really didn't belong in there. The only reason they were in there was because Title 19 wouldn't pay for assisted living, which was half the price of a nursing home. And so they were in nursing care in the nursing home, and they really didn't belong there. They should have been in assisted living, but they ran out of their money. They went on Title 19. When you go on Title 19, you cannot have more than $2,000 of your money left.
Right.
And that's it. And a lot of those people should have been in assisted living. But because they didn't have the money, they were put into a nursing home.
You know, Bob,
which never made sense to me.
You know, Bob, it's a subject that maybe people in my age demographic don't want to talk about. But it's a fact, Bob. It's a conversation that's got to be had, right?
Well, yeah, but most people don't know this. You don't know it until you experience it. I mean, I thought it was completely crazy that the government was paying like $8,000 or $9,000 a month when they could have been paying $4,000 for these people that were in a nursing care that could have been in assisted living.
So what you are saying is 100% accurate, and this is what I talk about politics, because what the interconnectedness of all of this and who's making what and why it's okay, a lot of it should be criminal. Hey Bob, we got to go to a break. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. Again, seniors are flooding homeless shelters that can't care for them. We'll be right back.
Connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 49. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs level off around 57. Low 60s Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday, with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, a high of 80 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Daytime highs approaching 61. 68 Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Daytime highs approaching 60.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I really do get frustrated with our nation. So much so that, you know, we can't seem to get the things fixed or address the things that of real importance while we waste time, you know, worrying about somebody being gay or somebody being LGBTQ. Those things matter little to the impact of what's getting ready to happen with all of these people who are going to be, before we know it, at a point in their lives where this nation is going to be forced to face what to do with them. And I'm one of them. What happens to us? The medical system is going to be overrun. Nothing more costly than elderly people who have illnesses and nowhere to stay. Why are we not planning this? This is not black or white. This is not Republican or Democrat. This is not Christian or Muslim. This is, you know, this makes sense. And yet the conversation is not being had in the open. And we all know that this is inevitable. We all know it's coming. And we all know, ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. While there's still some time left, we need to do all we can to get our elected officials on the local and on the national level to start talking about this. You know, to hell with the rest of it. It matters least. to me who's using what bathroom. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say
what? Good morning, Earl. That's the Democratic Party. Put the illegals first and Americans second again.
What are you talking about, man?
Out of the hotel. They threw the vets out of the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. If you sneak in a country, you get free room and board. You get put up in a hotel.
Hey, Ken.
Meanwhile, the vets get thrown out.
Hey, Ken.
That's the Democratic Party.
Hey, Ken. Did you hear me say anything about vets? Did you hear me say anything about this is a Democratic issue? I clearly stated
it is a Democratic issue.
So elderly people.
Wait a minute, man.
Elderly people who financially are not going to be able to keep a roof over their head, food in their stomachs, and a place to lay their heads is a Democratic issue.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I don't even know if it's worth pursuing any more conversation with you because you can't even comprehend the magnitude of the issue that we're talking about. It's not about Democrat or Republican, man. I said that. This is about a nation that has chosen both Democrats and Republicans to ignore the realities of what's happening. 70 million people on the street, living on the street, according to the federal government in 2019, and over 75% of those were elderly people. That's not Democrat or Republican, man. So we're caught in that. We're caught in this conversation. So the only answer that people have to these kind of things is, well, that's a Democrat problem. No, it's not. It's an American problem. It's a human problem that the wealthiest nation on the earth can and should fix. And the answer can't ever be, it's a Democrat issue. Thank you very much for the call. That's not it. But see, that's what we're caught in. We're caught in that mindset. And it does nothing to fix the issues that we're talking about. People have gotten us caught up and people have jumped on these sides of things that don't matter at all. This does matter. All of us have seen elderly people, okay, where you are, who are having a tough go of it, you know, who are basically prey out on the street. Man, you're an elderly person out on the street, you are prey. Make no mistake about it, we can do better. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Some scary moments last night just yards from the White House. That crash from a U-Haul truck slamming into a barrier in front of Lafayette Square, just across from the White House North Lawn. Benjamin Berger was right there.
I thought maybe that it was just like an accident, maybe someone crashed. But then I saw the vehicle back up and hit it again, so I proceeded to run away.
The driver is in custody. More debt ceiling talk in Washington, but no breakthroughs. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy describing the discussions as encouraging. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issuing an advisory today about teenagers and social media usage. He says there needs to be more research on how social media affects kids' mental health and more transparency on the part of social media companies. Tomorrow, marking 1 year since the Uvalde school shooting, officials there are asking people to stay away. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The state Senate holds its first hearing on the shared revenue overhaul bill today. Lawmakers want to use 20% of the state sales tax income to send more money to local governments. But Republicans disagree on how to raise sales taxes in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. A study shows the Brewer Stadium has had more than a $2.5 billion impact on Wisconsin's economy. That's why a coalition is working to convince lawmakers to budget millions for upkeep. The coalition's Tracy Johnson says that money ends up all over Wisconsin.
That benefits the entire state. So the activity might be right here in southeastern Wisconsin, but the benefit is felt statewide.
Johnson on Newsmakers on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. In sports, the Astros bullied the Brewers last night 12-2, same two teams tonight, and Green Bay will host the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was just talking about a crisis that this nation is going to be facing real soon that, you know, she's not talking about enough. Now, yeah, there are some places that are starting to realize, hey, we better get started on this. And so they're really building warehouses you know, to warehouse some of us, those who are either lucky or unlucky, depending on, you know where you are in the latter years of our lives. But, you know, the fact that we don't want to even have the discussion doesn't matter. It's going to happen. And unfortunately, in this nation, you know, we're like the turtle. And, you know, we pull our heads back into our shell if it's something that, you know, we don't want to talk about, or if it's something that's, you know, doesn't fit into, you know, as good a life as we're having. But I don't care what kind of life you're having, eventually life comes to an end. That's all of us. Elon Musk, believe it or not, his life is going to come to an end. Money won't save it. But the truth of the matter is, it can certainly, having that money can help towards the end of your life and make it a little more palatable. But as I said earlier, we live in a society that, you know, 80%, 70% of the people won't be able to live the latter years of their life in comfort. Just a fact. And it can be done. But as long as we have the people who aren't willing to fight for that, then we'll continue to get what we have right now. And so here's another story. As I was, you know, perusing different things, and this goes along with that for people who say, well, people should have saved their money. I saved mine. You know, well, you know, you're more fortunate than others. If you're fortunate to be one of the few, congratulations to you, man. You know, that's great. Good for you. But for all the other people who have not been able to, it's something that we need to address. Now, here's another one. Working longer, not a viable solution to U.S. retirement crisis, economists say. So it's not a matter of you should work harder and longer. You know, that's what they're saying in this country. They want you to work longer. Before you get to Social Security, we want you to keep working. Because what we're doing in this country is hoping that you die before you get your Social Security. That's why they want to, well, we want to expand it 2 more years in hopes that the person's going to die before they get their Social Security. There are better ways to handle it, more humane ways to handle it. If we cut back on all the military waste and spending, we could do it. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for the call, as always.
Good morning, Earl. Great topic, as always. You know, if we want our culture, the culture of America, to last, it will if we're humanitarians.
Yes.
But if we want to destroy it, then let's be white nationalists. That'll destroy it. It won't last long at all. It'll be over, Rover, if we follow that course. Now, you don't want to follow a course of humanitarianism, then state it, because then we know your political background. But you can't be a humanitarian and try and rip off the have-nots, because you're not investing in America. You're investing in yourself. You care about yourself. You don't care about your neighbor. And that's a good recipe to destroy America.
Hey, Bill, are you saying, because maybe I don't understand you a little bit. This is tongue-in-cheek, though, by the way. Are you saying then, Bill, are you saying then that what the Republicans and the speaker, what is his name, man? I can't think of his name.
Kevin McCarthy.
Thank you. Are suggesting that people who get Medicaid have to work, you know, 20 hours a week. or people who get food stamps need to work even more before we, or else we'll cut them off because we want to teach them that you have to work in this country. Is that what you're saying, that those are good people who think that way, Bill? Are those humanitarians?
McCarthy, I don't know if he can spell humanitarian. I really don't know if he can spell it. Now, if he is a humanitarian, I want to ask him that. Now, if you're offended, if I ask you if you're a humanitarian, you shouldn't be in politics because you can't comprehend the question. And he wants the benefit. He wants to do what he doesn't want other people to do. He wants to work for nothing and get paid. Do nothing and get paid. That's what he that's what he does. Now, if he's that ignorant, which I believe he is, don't insult the intelligence of the rest of the country. Sorry, Mr. I'm not even sorry, Kevin. You have no business being speaker. It took you 14 times just to get the position. They got it wrong 13 times. They didn't want you.
So
the 14
Bill.
Times.
Go ahead, Bill.
No, they just, you know, it's just an insult to people's intelligence.
So listen to this, Bill. Working longer, not a viable solution to U.S. retirement crises, economists say. Instead of forcing aging employees to delay retirement, lawmakers should ensure that workers have access to jobs that pay fair wages and provide solid benefits during their prime working years, argues a new report. What's wrong with that? Can't we make that happen, Bill? Shouldn't we make that happen?
We did make it happen for a long time.
Yes, you and I.
I worked for AT&T for 30 years. I would say the first 20 years, I wanted to be there. I wanted to be part of it. And guess what they did? They gave you a 401k. You could invest in the company you're working for. Well, you want to work well, and you want to do well, and they took care of you. And then you even left early because they couldn't afford to keep you much longer. That's fine. That was fine. We can create that again, but this self-centered bunch of propaganda people that are now running our government with a crime rate four times what the Democrats are, with a crime rate of that, Jim Jordan doesn't even answer his own subpoena. McCarthy, he has no business being Speaker, and then they call him Mr. Speaker.
Hey.
Well, they called Newt Gingrich Mr. Speaker, and look where he ended up. He got booted out.
Hey, Bill, man, thank you for the call as always, my friend. I appreciate it. Before we go to the next caller, right-wing lawmakers' preferred method for dealing with the United States' looming retirement crisis, telling older workers to keep toiling until they've saved enough to stop, is not a viable solution, says a report published Wednesday. Millions of people are entering their retirement years with insufficient savings to cover basic expenses and medical bills. The new analysis from the Economic Policy Institute notes, in response, some policymakers have proposed that older Americans could delay retirement to increase their savings. But this ostensibly fix overlooks the large group of older Americans who work in difficult conditions ranging from the physically demanding to the outright dangerous, the EPI points out. If older Americans endure difficult conditions that often force earlier exits from the workplace, proposals to delay retirement make little sense. This is where we are. You know, all of this, and you're watching McCarthy in these debt debates saying, we want to take and force the people who get food stamps, we want to make sure that they work harder because we want to show them the way. We want to show them the way that they can get themselves in a position where they'll be able to, you know, to not want to get a handout. You know, and stop talking about handouts. If you want to talk about handouts, talk about major corporations that are getting the major tax cuts and the wealthiest amongst us getting their huge tax cuts. How come those things aren't handouts? Why are those not handouts? It's because the people who, again, unfortunately, are not aware of the things that are happening politically and what's happening in our government on a national scale. And even sometimes on the state scale, because we're dealing with kind of the same kind of stupidity with the legislature and Robin Voss and the things that they're trying to do to make sure that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County and other cities don't get their fair share of revenue to be able to make sure that those areas remain vibrant. We're at a point in this country where, you know, the American people have to bring, you know, some reality to the people who are in office. And that means not your job for life. Job doesn't belong to you. Well, I'm Senator Feinstein, and I've been the senator here for, you know, 50 years. Okay. You've been the senator for 50 years. But that's because the people put you there. It's not your job, because once you leave, somebody else takes the job. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. CJ? All right, man. We'll come back to CJ. But it's on us. You know, the old, and we, sometimes ad nauseum, we keep hearing we the people out of government. Yeah, it's certainly, you know, as a cliche, you know, that sounds good. But if the people don't fulfill the role of we the people, then you get what we're getting now. And the fact that, you know, things are not getting better. They're getting worse. Well, and I got to tell you, I get tired of hearing, well, we live in the greatest country on earth. explain that. We live in a beautiful land. America's a beautiful country. I'm talking about the land. But things that go on inside of our nation, not so beautiful. So, I get frustrated. I get tired of hearing that. Because if it was as beautiful a place as it would be or could be, then elderly and children suffering wouldn't be happening. We would prioritize those things. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Is the phone number. You can join me on the other side. We'll be right back.
No connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 49. A mix of clouds and sun again, tomorrow highs level off around 57. Low 60s Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday, with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, a high of 80 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Thursday, much warmer on Friday, with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, Thursday.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967. Wake up, 2789. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm talking about, you know, the fact that we live in a nation that is you know, needs to do better. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thanks again. Can you hear me now,
yes.
Earl?
Yes.
Thank you. The mere fact that Speaker McCarthy held together his coalition, the Republican Party, stuck together, passed a bill, and the mere fact that this president and Chuck Schumer of the Senate haven't done their job.
They disagree with the bill. They've done their job. They disagree with the bill that the Republicans
passed.
They
haven't passed the bill.
They disagree.
What bill did they pass?
Hey, CJ.
What bill did Chuck Schumer pass?
They disagree with the bill. They disagree with the bill that the Republicans passed. They can pass whatever bill they want to pass unless it goes through the Senate. It doesn't matter.
Well, Ken found out when you put up bumper, it's like bumper bowling to try to deflect from facts, that the mere fact that he passed a budget, very responsible. You won't talk about the specifics of what he passed because it's a very responsible bill and it does raise the debt ceiling. And Ken was right. Your party is kicking out veterans or illegal undocumented immigrants. Kicking out our veterans, Earl. That's a fact. So you can deflect. You can.
Hey, CJ. Let me tell you. You can bring him down, man. Let me tell you who's deflecting, CJ. You and Ken are deflecting. I'm talking about a subject that has nothing to do with what you and Ken are talking about. I'm talking about a subject that impacts Republican elderly as well as Democratic elderly. You didn't hear me once say, but it is because of the mentalities and the conversations that you and others like you can't see the forest for the trees. You want to continue to talk about the Democrats, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Republicans. It's bigger than that, man. Can't you see that? Can't you see suffering is not Democrat or Republican? It's human. But you can't see that, man. You really can't see that. And you're not alone. There are too many Americans who are like you who can't see that. And you're caught and you're trapped in this bubble that everything is about, well, the Democrats didn't do what they were supposed to do. No, man. It's bigger than that. It's about people living and dying. You can bring him back up.
23 shot in Chicago on this mayor's first weekend. What a lovely job this mayor's doing.
Okay, I can't take it. Thank you very much for the call. It's more than frustrating. I'll just tell you straight up. It's more than frustrating when you have people who can only see it through one prism. The suffering of people, the suffering of children, the hunger of people, let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Hey, good morning to you, Cassandra. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Even though I disagree with what CJ has to say some of the time, but I do appreciate you allowing him to come on the air and express his thoughts.
Well, you know they don't do that on conservative radio. They don't.
This is true. But CJ, if you're still listening, you were talking about the veterans being kicked out of some of the temporary housing, and I believe he's referring to the incident in New York.
Cassandra, I'm aware of that, but I'm trying to get him and them to focus on the fact that elderly people, and this is a major issue that is going to be impacting this nation real soon, and yet people are not willing to talk about it. It's a problem that Democrats and Republicans both are going to have to deal with, and so are all of the millennials and others who will be left as my generation continues to age and take up the resources with Medicare and other things. You follow me, Cassandra?
Is that CJ was incorrect. Many of the news stations had to retract that report because it was inaccurate. Those veterans were not kicked out. That was the information that I wanted CJ to know, that those veterans from New York were not kicked out of their temporary housing.
So Cassandra, what is your thought about all of these baby boomers who are not going to be able to provide for themselves?
Yeah.
And there's so many of us. Why is that not a conversation worth having?
You know, Earl, I'm Generation X, and I'm going to answer that question through the lens of Generation X.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. And you may not like what you hear here.
No, listen, let me say this to you. You should call me back because we're going to a break, and I want to have the dialogue and conversation with you.
Hold on.
Okay, all right, yeah, hang on. Lou from Cudahy, hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl English Show. Be right back.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT. Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special
ABC News. I'm Lindsay.